The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 29, text number 1, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 19th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 29, Talks Between Narada and King Prichinabarhi, text number 1.
Taigi šiandien skaitom iš Šimat Bhagavatam, ketvirtos giesmės, 29 skyriaus, pirmą tekstą. Ir skyrius vadinas Narados ir karaliaus Prichinabarhos pokalbis.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Prichinabarhir uvacha. Bhagavans te vacho smabir.
Bhagavans te vacho smabir.
Nasam yag avagamyate.
Nasam yag avagamyate.
Kavayastad vijananti.
Kavayastad vijananti.
Navayang karma mohita.
Navayang karma mohita.
Prichinabarhir uvacha.
Prichinabarhir.
Bhagavans te vacho smabir. Nasam yag avagamyate. Kavayastad vijananti.
Kavayastad vijananti.
Navayang karma mohita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. King Prichinabarhi replied, "My dear Lord, we could not appreciate completely the purport of your allegorical story of King Puranjana. Actually, those who are perfect in spiritual knowledge can understand, but for us who are overly attached to fruit of activities, to realize the purpose of your story is very difficult." Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.13, Lord Krishna says, "Tribhir gunamaya bhavair, Ebi sarvam idang jagat mohitang nabijanati mamebhya param avyayam." Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Generally, people are enchanted by the three modes of material nature and therefore practically unable to understand that behind all materialistic activities in the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Generally, when people are engaged in sinful or pious activities, they are not perfect in knowledge of devotional service. The allegorical story narrated by Narada Muni to King Prichinabarhishman, it actually says Barhishman here, King Barhishman, is especially meant to engage conditioned souls in devotional service. The entire story, narrated allegorically, is easily understood by a person in devotional service, but those who are engaged not in devotional service, but in sense gratification, cannot perfectly understand it. That is admitted by King Barishman. This 29th chapter describes that by too much attachment for women, one becomes a woman in the next life. But a person who associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His representative becomes free from all material attachments and is thus liberated. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sajaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha So, to be attached to material sense gratification. It is very dangerous because it deludes one's intelligence. It's given very strictly warning in Bhagavad Gita. Jhayato vishayan pungsa sangateshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama krodhad bhavachi Kramat krodha vijayate krodhad bhavati sang moha sang mohat smriti vibhrama smriti brangshad vridhi nasho buri nashat pranashati. While contemplating the objects of the senses, person develops attachment for them. From such attachment, lust develops. From lust, anger arises. From anger comes delusion. From delusion comes bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, bloop, one falls down into the material pool. So, as soon as your senses become attracted to some object of the senses, there should be a warning signal going off in your brain. It's like when the enemy attacks. When there's an enemy air raid coming off the air raid, do you have air raid sirens here in Kaunas? You have air raid sirens here?
Yes.
Yes. I remember when I was a boy, every Friday at 12 noon, we would have an air raid siren drill. The air raid sirens would go off. Of course, if the enemy was smart, they would launch an air raid at Friday at noon, and then nobody would know. They'd think it was a drill. But I still remember those sirens going off, you see. And in the school, we were taught, we used to have air raid drills. We would go. This was during the missile crisis, in the Cuban missile crisis, during the Soviet era. It was in America, they were very fearful of the Soviets launching a missile attack on America. So we would have regular air raid drills. We would come out of the classrooms and go in the hall and we would If you protect ourselves as if there were an explosion was going to come.
Ir tokia vyko praktika, kad reguliariai paleisdavo tos signalus perspėjimo ir mes visi pasiruošdom, pasidengdom, kad jeigu puls, kad galėtumėm apsiginti.
So we were trained that when the warning comes, immediately you take precaution.
Ir mus išmokė, kad jeigu ateina įspėjimas, iš karto reikimtis priemonių, gintis.
So the devotee also must train himself in the same way, you see.
Ir tokiu pat būtų ir atsidavęs turi išmokyti save.
Instead of the air raid, it's called the Maya raid.
Čia tik tai vietoj to signalo paprasto, čia yra Majo signalas. Ne oro pavojus, bet Majos pavojus.
When the Maya raid comes, immediately you take precaution, you see.
Jei ateina Majos, reiškia signalas, tada iš karto reikia gintis.
If you find your eyes looking at a beautiful girl thinking, she really looks good.
Jeigu pastebėt, kad akį žiūri į gražią moterišką ir galvoja to, jinai tikrai graži.
Or the girl is looking at a boy thinking, he really looks good.
Arba moteriška žiūra į
Then we understand the siren should be going off, you see. Maya attack, Maya attack, Maya attack.
Turim tada, reiškia, pastebėti, reiškia, šitą signalą perspėjama, kad Maya puola, Maya puola.
Take precaution, take precaution, take precaution.
Gintis, reiškia, imtis priemonės, saugumo gintis.
Therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he instructs.
Todėl Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur mums nurodo.
Every morning you beat your mind with shoes 100 times.
Kiekvieną rytą reikia mušti savo protą su batu 100 kartų.
You see. We cannot allow the mind to be independent rascal, you see, like a wild animal.
Negalima leisti protui būti tokiam nepriklausomam niekšui kaip kokiam laukiniam gyvuliui.
We have to tame the mind.
Turime prijaukinti protą.
It's like in the old days in Texas there was all these wild horses running free on the prairie, you see.
Kaip senais laikais Teksase būdavo daug laukinių arklių, kurie laisvai jodinėdavo.
And they would capture those horses and train them how to become, they would domesticate them so that you could ride those horses.
Ir žmonės juos pagaudavo ir prijaukindavo, kad galima būtų jais jodinėti.
And then they become a very useful vehicle. There was no automobiles in those days. Horse was the means of transportation.
Ir tais laikais automobilių nebuvo ir jie tapdavo tie arkliai tiesiog transporto priemonė.
Actually, one time Prabhupada said, what is the most beautiful type of animal?
Prabhupada vieną kartą pasakė, iš tikrųjų, koks gražiausias yra gyvūnas.
One devotee said, oh, that must be the cow, Srila Prabhupada. The cow's most beautiful.
Kažkas atsakė, kad turbūt karvė, Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada said, no, the cow, not the cow. He said, the horse is the most beautiful animal.
Prabhupada sako, ne karvė, iš tikrųjų, arklys pats gražiausias gyvūnas.
So anyway, they would catch the horses, and they would tame them how, so they could ride those horses.
Ir bet kuriuo atveju jie pagaudavo ir apmokindavo tos arklius, kad galėtų jodinėti.
So right now our minds are like wild horses, you see, running free on the prairie.
Ir dabar mūsų protas yra kaip tas laukinis žirgas, lakstantis laisvai bet kur.
Thinking about this type of sense gratification and that type of sense gratification.
Galvojantis apie tokios rūšies pasitenkinimą, kitokios.
The difficulty is if you let your mind run free like that,
Bet sunkumas tame, kad jeigu jūs leisit protui taip lakstyti,
then you get lusty.
Tada tapsit geismingas.
And you're not able to satisfy your lusty desire.
Ir jeigu jums nepavyks patenkinti savo geismo,
then you become angry.
Tada supyksit.
You lose your temper, you see.
Ir prarasit savo temperamentą.
And when you get angry, then you become deluded.
Ir kai supyksit, tada pasiklysit.
And when you become deluded, you lose your memory.
Ir kai padarysit klaidą, jūs prarasit savo atmintį.
And when you lose your memory, you lose your intelligence.
O kai prarasit atmintį, dings ir intelektas.
And then you give up Krishna consciousness.
Ir tada paprasčiausiai atmesit Krishna sąmonę.
So there's a saying in English, nip it in the bud.
Yra toksai anglių posakis, kad
nosi. In other words, as soon as it begins, as soon as you see that material desire coming out, you immediately cut it, you see.
Taip sakant, kai tik tai pajaučiat, kad tas materialus noras ateina, iš karto jį ir nutraukit.
This is called yogi, you see.
Tai vadinasi yoga.
Even though the material desires may come,
net jeigu materialus troškimai ir ateina,
he does not allow himself to become carried away by those material desires.
Jis neleidžia, kad jį nuneštų tie materialus troškimai.
Just like the ocean is sitting there,
pavyzdžiui, kaip vandenynas, jis yra.
How many tons of water are pouring into that ocean at every minute from all the rivers of the world?
Ir kiek tonų vandens iš visų upių suteka į tą vandenyną, viso pasaulio upių.
Can you imagine how many tons of water are pouring into that ocean at every second?
Ar galite įsivaizduoti, kiek kiekvieną akimirką ten suteka vandens tonų?
But yet that ocean stays the same level, doesn't keep coming up, Bet
vandenynas, bet nepaisant to, išlaiko savo lygį, jis nekyla.
So, the devotee, he makes his mind looks like the ocean.
Ir atsidavę savo protą padaro kaip vandenyną.
That even though the material desires may come into the mind,
kad net jeigu ir materialus troškimai ateina į protą,
he just lets them evaporate.
Jis tiesiog leidžia išgaruoti jiems.
You see, that's how the ocean gets rid of the water, the extra water that's coming in. It evaporates the water into the cloud.
Ir būtent taip vandenynas atsikrato papildomo vandens, jisai išgarina į debesis.
That's how we get the rain, you see.
Ir taip atsiranda lietus.
The ocean evaporates that water, it comes to the cloud, it comes to land and deposits on the land again.
Vandenynas išgarina vandenį, jie virsta debesim ir paskui debesis juos ant žemės supila.
So just as the ocean evaporates all that extra water,
ir kaip vandenynas tą papildomą vandenį išgarina,
when a material desire enters your brain, you just have to let it evaporate, see.
Kai materialus troškimas įeina į jūsų protą, tiesiog reikia leisti jam išgaruoti.
Don't let it overflow your consciousness with lust, anger, delusion, bewilderment, memory.
Neleiskit jam, reiškia, visos jūsų sąmonės užtvindyti su geismu, pykčiu ir panašiais dalykais.
Actually, it's not difficult.
Iš tikrųjų, tai nėra sunku.
It simply requires practice.
Paprasčiausiai tam reikia praktikos.
The Krishna consciousness process is as easy as remembering that Krishna is the taste of the water.
Krishna sąmonės procesas yra ant tiek lengvas, kaip pavyzdžiui, pavyzdys prisiminti, kad Krishna yra vandens skonis.
Every day we drink water once, twice, thrice, more than that.
Kiekvieną dieną geriam vandenį, vieną, du, tris kartus daugiau.
Prabhupada told me the first time I was, he told us, I was there in the audience, he explained the first time I was in his presence, that you're drinking water once, twice, thrice, more than that every day.
Pirmą kartą, kai mačiau Prabhupada, jis sakė tuo metu, kad jūs geriat visi vandenį vieną, du, tris kart per dieną.
So if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water,
ir jeigu kiekvieną kartą prisiminsit, gerdami, kad vandens skonis tai Krishna,
then immediately you become Krishna conscious.
Tai iš karto tapsit Krishna sąmoningi.
So actually it's not difficult to conquer the mind.
Ir iš tikrųjų nėra sunku nugalėti protą.
You just have to give it something better.
Tiesiog reikia jam duoti kažką geriau.
If I give you a million euros, you may become excited.
Jeigu aš jums duosiu milijoną eurų, jums gal susidomėsit.
And I say, well, I was only joking, now give it back.
Bet pasakysiu, kad aš tik jokavau, atiduok.
You'll probably be disappointed, see.
Būtumėt nusivylę.
But then I give you 1 billion euros in exchange for the 1 million. Will you have any trouble parting with the 1 million euros?
Bet jeigu aš jums duočiau 1 milijardą vietoj to milijono, ar būtų kažkokių problemų?
That's a pretty good trade. I give you 1 billion euros in exchange for your 1 million euros.
Būtų geras sandėlis, aš jums duodu 1 milijardą vietoj milijono.
I don't think any of you would have a problem with that.
Manau, kad niekas neprieštarauja.
So our material desires, they are 1 million euros.
Ir materialus troškimai yra kaip 1 milijonas eurų.
And Krishna consciousness is the 1 billion euros.
Krishna sąmonė tai milijardas eurų.
That's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,
kodėl Krishna ir sako Bhagavad Gita,
Vishayavani vartante nirahara shidehina rashavarshang rishopyasha parang drishvani vartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment.
Įkūnita siela gali nustoti tenkinti jūslės.
Although the taste for sense objects remain.
Nors skonis tenkinimus ir lieka.
But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste.
Bet kai jinai nustoja tokius taip užsiminėti, gaudama aukštesnį skonį.
He is fixed in consciousness.
Tada jinai įsitvirtina savo.
That's how Haridas Thakur could sit all night with a beautiful naked prostitute.
Taip ir Haridas Thakur galėjo visą naktį įsėdėti su nuoga gražia prostitute.
Who was begging, pleading with him for sex.
Kuri tiesiog maldavo jo užsiimti seksu.
And be completely equipoised.
Ir jis pilnai buvo, reiškia, susivaldęs.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. He said, my dear girl, yes, I will satisfy you, but you patiently wait while I finish my japa.
Ir jis pasakė, taip, aš tai patenkysiu, tik tu palauk, kol baigsiu aš japa.
Actually, he tricked her.
Ir apgavo iš tikrųjų.
You see. He kept her there all night.
Visą naktį išlaikė.
Waiting for sex.
Laukiančią seksą.
Well, he was chanting the whole night japa. And then he apologized, my dear girl, I'm so sorry I didn't satisfy you last night. But you come again tonight, I will definitely satisfy you tonight.
Ir tada jis atsiprašė, kad oi, atsiprašau, kad nepatenkino tave šią naktį, ateik rytoj būtinai patenkinsiu.
He was so detached and so cool that he did the same trick the second night in a row.
Jis buvo toks atsižadėjęs ir šaltakraujis, kad jis tą patį padarė ir sekančią naktį.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. She's begging, give me sex, Actually, it was a plot. You see, the Muslims are very envious. The Muslim leaders are very envious. Because one of their own Muslims became a Hare Krishna. Not just an average Hare Krishna, he became the great saint of the Hare Krishnas. Namacharya. For one of their own men to become the worshipable hero of the Hindus, they couldn't stand it. They wanted to make him fall down and have illicit sex and catch him in the act.
Kad toks atvejis įvyko, kad vienas iš musulmonų tapo hinduistų šventuoju, tai jiem nepatiko ir jie norėjo jį padaryti, kad jis pultų.
Actually, they were waiting nearby. So as soon as he fall down, they would come in and say, oh, now we've caught you. They were waiting to come in and...
Ir jie šalia laukia, kada tik jis greičiau puls ir būtų, kai tik jis tai padaręs, iškart jį pagavę.
Haridas Thakur knew everything that was going on. He wasn't a fool.
Haridas Thakur žinojo, kas vyksta. Gerai, jis nebuvo kvailys.
So anyway, the third night, again, the girl is coming. She's making herself naked and dancing enchantingly before Haridas Thakur. But still, he's chanting, chanting, chanting. And finally, after 3 days of hearing the Shuddha Naam from the lotus lips of Srila Haridas Thakur, the prostitute became completely transformed. She woke up from the sleep of illusion and realized how sinful she had been. Number one, to live as a prostitute. And number two, to try to pollute Haridas Thakur. She felt so bad that she was trying to spoil this great saint. She just bowed down at his feet and surrendered and became his disciple. So Haridas, well, I think I'll become a grihastha then. Nitai Gora Chandra ki jai, Shishi Radhadamana ki jai. He could have said, well, there's a nice opportunity for grihastha life. Beautiful young girl, humble, dedicated. I think I'll become a grihastha now. But did he do that? No, he was dedicated brahmachari. He said, you can have my bhajan kutir. I will go traveling and preach. He was not attached to that bhajan kutir. He let her have it. All right, now it's your bhajan kutir. I'm going. And he went traveling and preaching Krishna consciousness all over India. So this is a very good example, you see. There was a beautiful young girl in the dead of night. And he wasn't even the slightest bit attached to the idea of having sex pleasure. Why? Because he was getting such a sweet pleasure from the holy names. Was he artificially restraining himself? Oh, I really want to have sex, but I can't do it because I took a vow and I can't do it. Was he doing that? No way. He was just laughing at the whole thing. Because he was relishing the sweetest pleasure millions and billions of times better than any sex of this material world. Anyone who is advanced in Krishna consciousness knows from first-hand experience how sweet are these holy names of Krishna. Millions and billions of times sweeter than any pleasure of this material existence. Even the topmost pleasure, sex, is nothing compared to the pleasure of Harinam. As confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yanmaitunadi Grihamedi Sukham Itucham. That pleasure, which is the number one pleasure for the materialists. Namely, that pleasure of sexual intercourse. It is simply insignificant, 10th class pleasure. So for one who relishes the first class pleasure, the 1 billion euros, you see, that 1 million euros, not a big deal. But for someone who never tasted the 1 billion euros, you see, Krishna consciousness, they will think the 1 million euros is pretty good. So, therefore, we have to distribute this. We have to give everybody 1 billion euros, you see. That is our program. We want to give everybody 1 billion euros. We want to give everyone Krishna consciousness. So they will not be carried away by the enticements of Maya Devi. Of course, we have nothing against Maya. She's a pure devotee of Krishna, actually. She's doing our service to test us, to see if we're fit for going back to Godhead. So we don't hate Maya. She's doing her duty. But we know what is our duty. Our duty is not to cave in to Maya, you see, but to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. So this is a very nice point here in the Bhagavatam about not becoming too much attached to material sense gratification. Of course, Krishna consciousness is not impractical. As long as we have these material bodies, we require a certain amount of sense enjoyment. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So according to your need, you can satisfy those needs in Krishna consciousness. As one is not satisfied as a brahmachari, then one can become married, man. And one can engage in sex life for producing Krishna conscious children. But not this rascal abortion business, very sinful thing. Birth control, abortion, very sinful things. Utilize that sex for making Krishna conscious children. Krishna certifies in the Bhagavad Gita that sex is spiritual sex. What is that? Valang balavatang shahang kama ragave varjatam dharma virudo bhutaishu kama osmi varatarshava. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. And I am that sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna. So in any order of life, as brahmachari, as grihastha, as vanaprastha or sannyas, One should focus one's consciousness on this chanting process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, and make one's life successful. Going back home, back to Godhead. Finishing up all suffering in this material existence by becoming completely dedicated to Guru and Krishna. This is perfection. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, and then all the spiritual masters, they are giving for us lots of mercy in credit. So how can we keep this credit and not waste it in nonsense and increase that credit?
Klausimas yra toks, kad viešpats Čaitanja, Prabhupada ir visi mokytojai, reiškia, jie duoda daug malonės kreditų ir kaip tą kreditą išlaikyti, kaip jo neišvaistyti ir netgi jį dar padidinti.
You simply must always remember that everything is for the enjoyment of Krishna. Everything is for the glorification of Krishna. Not that Krishna is giving me so much facility, therefore this is for my enjoyment. We have to be very, very careful that we don't fall into the trap of Ravana, thinking that I can utilize the Lord's energy for my enjoyment. Who does Sita belong to? She belongs to Ram. So we must not be Ravanas trying to enjoy Sita. Otherwise, you know what will happen. Ram will come and kill us in the form of death. Lord Ram will come and he will kill us. So we don't want to mess around with Sita, trying to use her for our own sense enjoyment. We should be like Hanuman. We go to Sita and we bring her back to Ram. Take Sita and bring her back to Ram. That is the business of Hanuman, to reconnect Sita with Ram. So we don't want to be the enjoyers of Sita. We want to bring Sita back to Ram. That is our program. Next question.
One devotee, he made he asked many people and made an information.
No, not people.
Devotees. He asked many devotees and made information, the answers. So the question was about Srila Prabhupada's books. How much devotees read? And there are only 5% devotees that reads Prabhupada's books regularly. So my question is that you have given an example that about the higher taste, 1 million and 1 billion. So why only 5% devotees, so little, they engage in Krishna consciousness seriously?
Because they haven't gotten the higher taste.
Nes jie negavo aukštesnės konšiausnės.
The higher taste is being offered to everyone. That is there. You see, the mercy of Krishna is available for everyone. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mang veti tatvataha. Out of thousands among men, hardly even one will endeavor for perfection. And of those that endeavor for perfection, hardly even one knows me in truth. So that is the law of the material. That is the law of this world.
Iš tūkstančio Krishna sako, gal tik vienas domisi absoliučia tiesa, o iš tų gal tik vienas mane supranta pilnai.
I've been around ISKCON for 38 years.
Ir aš jau 38 metus ISKCONe.
And I've seen people come and go.
Ir aš tikrai mačiau, kaip žmonės ateina ir išeina.
Those persons who stay, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, they're a very rare number.
O tie žmonės, kurie lieka 10, 20, 30, 40 metų, labai reti.
Those are the people who are getting the higher taste. Anybody can come and check it out for a while. It's something new and different from Lithuanian culture. Their happiness of Krishna consciousness is not pure, it's rajasic. Something new, something interesting. A way to rebel against my former culture. That happiness of the Raja is nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. So they get some rajasic pleasure by taking up Krishna consciousness. It's something exotic. But after some time, the newness wears off and it becomes like poison and they go away.
Bet laiko einant, visas tas naujumas, šviežumas išsigaruoja ir viskas tampa kartu.
So, the trick is, you have to get yourself into the sattvic platform. That's a very important thing.
Ir ką reikia padaryti, tai pakelti save į sattvą, į dorybės lygį. Tai labai svarbu.
You see, that's very, very important.
Labai svarbus dalykas padaryti, kurį reikia.
That happiness, which may be like poison in the beginning becomes nectar in the end, is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness. It awakens one to self-realization. Those persons who actually cultivate that sattvic pleasure,
you see,
they already relish great pleasure in studying these books. The Brahmin, the true qualities of a Brahman, you see. He is very learned in the Vedas. Jnanam. He's very eager to become more and more learned. And he wants to practically realize it also by his practical activities. Vijnanam. So, if they're not actually studying these books, eventually they will fall down. So we want everyone to read these books. They're not simply for selling. Prabhupada said they're for us to read. How much endeavor Prabhupada has made to translate these books, giving up his sleep. He would take a 2-hour nap from 10 till midnight, and all night long he would get up at midnight, all night long he's translating. While we're sleeping, he's translating. Don't we have any appreciation for Prabhupada's austerity? His loving kindness? To take so much trouble upon himself to translate these books? Every devotee must read all of Prabhupada's books. Not only once, but again and again and again throughout the whole life, constantly read Prabhupada's books. So, do not neglect the study of Prabhupada's books. Anyone who takes shelter of these books of Prabhupada, they will never fall down from Krishna consciousness. Next question.
Yeah. What are all the reasons that the devotees come and soon fall down? Is it past their past, their present activities, or what? All the reasons.
The number one cause for fall down is Vaishnava Aparad.
Pirmas dėl ko puolama dalykas, tai Vaishnava įžeidimas.
one doesn't properly respect the Vaishnava. So it's very important that we learn how to be very tolerant. Because sometimes a devotee will agree with me and sometimes he will disagree with me. I have my opinion, you have your opinion. So, if we are selfish, then we will think, well, if you don't agree with me, then you are bad. You are no good. You don't see it my way. In English language, there's a saying, it's called my way or the highway. My way or the highway. In other words, you see it my way or get out on the highway, get out of here on the highway. Either see it my way or get on the highway and get out of here. My way or the highway. I see. So we should not have that my way or the highway attitude. We have to learn how to compromise and learn from each other's association. If we learn to hear each other and respect each other, if we engage nicely in the six loving exchanges with each other, always appreciating the devotees, even those who are not very advanced, even that we should appreciate everyone's sincere effort to become a devotee. How many of you here today were paid to come here? Has anybody been paid to sit here in this room today? No, you're all here because you have some desire to learn something and expand your awareness of who you are and what is the reality. Therefore, every person in this room, we should have some respect and appreciation for them. Even if they disagree with me. So in this way, if we can always be respectful to all the Vaishnavas and those who are trying to become Krishna conscious, then we will always be able to properly respect them. We won't fall away from Krishna consciousness. If you start finding fault, well, this devotee is no good, that devotee is no good, then you're going to be out of here. It won't take long for Maya to pull you out of the association of devotees. So the most important thing is to learn how to love the devotees. Krishna confirms this point. As I have many times quoted, Name bhaktaschate janaha. Name bhaktaschate parata. What is it? Name bhakta jana parata. Name bhaktaschate janaha. Mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas teme bhakta tamamata. He says, Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee. Name bhakta jana parata. The one who is my devotee, name bhakta, he's not my devotee. But the one who is my devotee, the devotee of my devotee, you see. That's the one who is my devotee. So if you want to see how advanced or how unadvanced you are in Krishna consciousness, analyze in your heart honestly how devoted I am to the devotees. If you think they're just a bunch of weirdos, then you're not in a very good shape. But if you truly love and appreciate the devotees,
Bet jeigu iš tikrųjų mylite ir vertinate atsidavusius,
then you're nicely situated in Krishna consciousness.
Tada reiškia, jūs jau tinkamai įsitvirtinę Krishna sąmonėje.
That is called Madhyam Adhikari. He nicely appreciates the Vaishnavas. Kanishta, he, oh, this devotee has that bad quality, that devotee, oh, you know what that devotee did? You see? That's called Kanishta Adhikari. Even though he has tilak on the nose, he is still materialist in heart. So we should not be Kanishta Adhikari, we should be Madhyam Adhikari. And then from the Madhyam platform, we can gradually go all the way and become Uttam Adhikari. Mahabhagavat. Topmost level of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada wants us to go all the way to the top. He ordered me directly in one letter to become a pure devotee. So that I could see Krishna face to face. He ordered me. So Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, wants us all to become the pure devotees of Krishna. And the way to get there is to learn how to love all the devotees and serve all the devotees. And the whole society, the whole human society. Why a human? The all living entities throughout the universe. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu. All living entities. The devotee feels love for all living entities. Even the mosquito. Next question. Yeah.
Okay,
how should a senior devotee relate with a junior devotee?
With love. Give mercy. Shower the mercy. Always be showering mercy on those who are less advanced.
What if that senior devotee has no mercy?
He's not a senior devotee then. He's a Kanishta. The one who has no mercy, he may... He is a Kanishta Adhikari, actually. One who has no mercy. He's actually a Kanishta.
What does it mean to have the mercy?
That means you are most fortunate. You may say, well, I don't have any mercy. How will I get it? Actually, you have some mercy. How are you able to chant Hare Krishna? I see you play the drum very nicely in the kirtan. So you have some mercy. You've gotten some mercy by the grace of Vaishnavas and Guru. You have some mercy. That's why you can play so nicely Madanga, you see. So whatever mercy you have received, you should distribute that mercy, whatever you have. And then Krishna will give you more mercy. So the more you give the mercy, the more you get the mercy. That is the insider's secret of how to advance quickly back to home, back to God. So never be stingy. Means miserly. Always be giving kindness to everyone. That is Krishna consciousness. Yeah.
Could you explain how to make the memory better?
One of the best techniques I've found for improving the memory. Take a sheet of paper in the Bhagavad Gita and a pen and go through the Gita and pick out all the verses that you would like to have memorized. Actually, I did it on an index card. And then you go through the whole Gita, list every verse that you would like to have memorized. And then start working on them, one at a time. Work on those verses, learn those verses, go back, repeat them again and again. And by that drilling of your mind to pick up the verses of the Bhagavad Gita, you develop very good memory power by that practice. You have to, if you want to develop memory, you have to practice. Like you want to build up your muscles, you got to work out with weights.
Ir to dėka, reiškia, jūs įsiugdysit, pavyzdžiui, jeigu jūs norite raumenis įsiugdyti, reikia treniruotis.
So these shlokas, they are heavy.
Ir šitos šlokos, jos labai sunkios.
They are guru.
Yes, guru.
You see, they are weights.
Jie yra kaip svoriai.
If you work out with these shlokas, every day, spend some time working your mind, working your brain on these shlokas.
Vieną dieną praleiskite kažkiek laiko dirbti su šitom šlokom.
Then you will get intelligence. You will get good brain. Apuryama anam machala pratishtam samudra bapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayang pravishanti sarves shishamtim apnoti nakama kami. You see. In this way, you can learn the verses. And recite them often. This will make your memory very sharp.
Tai padarys jūsų atmintį labai aštrą.
For Krishna consciousness.
Krishna sąmonį.
And then at the time of death,
o mirties akimirką,
you'll be able to remember Krishna.
Galėsit prisiminti Krishna.
And that is the reward for training your memory.
Ir bus tai atlygis už jūsų
to be Krishna conscious.
Atminties treniruotis.
Yeah.
What if the devotee, he has some sense gratification and he is stubbornly attached and do not want to give up, and therefore he doesn't feel a taste in association of devotees, but at the same time he doesn't feel any taste in materialistic association because he is devotee somehow or another. So how it is possible to help such person to give up that stubborn attachment? Sinful.
You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink.
Arklį galima nuvesti prie vandens, bet gerti neįmanoma jo priversti.
All you can do is lead him to the water, and then what, it's up to him at that point. Make the water available.
Duokit jam tą vandenį.
And if he doesn't want to drink it, well, he'll take birth again, that's all. Just like I have so many disciples, you see. I can't force them to become pure devotees. I can try to inspire them to become pure devotees. I can try to always be pure in all of my thoughts, words, and deeds to set an example for them. I can preach the glories of pure devotional service and try to do everything possible to encourage them to be pure devotees, but they have their independence. They can follow the instructions I give, or they can, and the example that I set, or they can ignore it. So one has to be detached. The guru has to be detached with his, in regards to his disciples also. It may be that maybe I'm trying to inspire my spouse to become Krishna conscious. But then I had to also be detached. Because I shouldn't let my Krishna consciousness depend on whether or not they take it.
Savo Krishna sąmonės neturėčiau, reiškia, kad jie priklausytų nuo to, ar jie priims ar ne, taip nereikėtų padaryti.
Whether they take it or they don't take it, you see, one remains fixed in one's own determination to be Krishna conscious.
Ar priims kiti ar nepriims, žmogus vis tiek turi likti įsitvirtinę savo Krishna sąmonę.
So you try your best and at the same time be detached. Because that person may take it seriously, he may not take it seriously. You don't frustrate yourself. Your preaching, your successful preaching does not depend on making one particular person serious in Krishna consciousness.
Nes jūsų pamokslavimas nepriklauso nuo to, ar padarys kažkokį konkretų žmogų Krishna sąmoningu.
Prabhupada was not able to make his children Krishna conscious.
Prabhupada net savo vaikų negalėjo padaryti Krishna sąmoningu.
Of course, that was Krishna's arrangement, so he could have so many children.
Žinoma, tai buvo Krishna's planas, kad jis galėtų tiek daug vaikų paskutėje.
But sometimes people, they want to remain kind of halfway, you know.
Bet kartais žmonės tiesiog nori likti tokiam per pusę.
Karma Mishra Bhakta.
Karma Mishra Bhakti.
They're stubbornly attached to.
Taip užsispyrusiai prisirišę prie to.
Well, they will definitely not go back to Godhead.
Žinoma, jie neis pas Dievą.
So don't you hang around in the material world just because they're hanging around the material world.
Jūs šitam pasaulyje nesisukinėkit vien dėl to, kad jie čia susipinėjo.
You become determined to get out of this place.
Jūs gaukite ryštą išsinežinti.
You seriously cultivate pure bhakti.
Rimtai kultivuokit tyrą bhakti.
That's the best thing you can do, because when they see your example, then they go, wow.
Tai yra geriausias dalykas, nes kai matys jūsų pavyzdį.
This person is tasting some nectar that I'm missing out on. Let me become like this person, you see.
Jie matys jūs pagal savo, šitas žmogus jis ragauja kažkokį nektarą, kurio man trūksta.
So the best thing you can do, Mataji, is you become acharya.
Dėl geriausiai, ką galite padaryti, tai tapti acharya.
So that the other person will want to follow your footsteps.
Kad kitas žmogus panorėtų sekti jūsų pėdomis.
That is the best program.
Tai yra tokia geriausia programa.
So we'll stop here. Our time has run out.
Laikas baigės, sustosim čia.
But we are having two more lectures today.
Bet dar dvi paskaitos laukia šiandien.
The Vedic Culture Center, what time?
12.
Come at 12 o'clock. Bring your questions to the Vedic Culture Center.
Ir 12 valandą Vedų kultūros centre atsineškite ir klausimus savo.
And then the next lecture will be 3 o'clock. There'll be initiation ceremony here at 3 o'clock.
O paskui 3 valandą bus įšventinimo ceremonija čianai, šventykloje.
A Maha initiation ceremony. Many disciples getting initiated, and also second initiations as well. So it'll be quite a colorful festival here at 3 o'clock, and a nice feast also. So we thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Divine Grace Shaman Sankarsanda Satikari Maharaj ki jai.